Mr. President, I have Director Helm.
Yeah.
Good evening, Mr. President.
Nick, I'm sitting here talking to John Ehrlichman, and I was wondering when you could get out to Iran. How soon you could get out there?
Well, I've been planning to go about the middle of March.
Middle of March?
Yeah.
Oh.
Because I've got to get myself briefed, and I've got that letter from you, which I've got to do a lot of work on that energy problem.
Well, let me say this. I wonder, have you been confirmed yet? I'd asked Fulbright about it because I told him and said that I wanted you confirmed especially, and he said he would.
Well, I think it'll be next week.
See, the Johnson death slowed it up.
But Joe Farland is still out there, you know.
Oh, I know that. I see. Well, but he'll be...
That he's leaving until the end of February.
Oh, yeah.
Because the Shah gave him a mission to do before he left. He wanted him to travel around and see the Iranian industrial production when he got back here.
Well, then maybe what we're talking about... What I would like for you to do is this... have a talk with John next week sometime, would you?
Yes, sir.
And the Iranian oil thing is apparently one hell of a situation at the moment. And did you talk to Connolly, or you're going to?
I'm going to. I've wanted to get myself educated a little bit before
Fine.
I talk to him.
Well, the first, I would say the first man to talk to is John Ehrlichman.
Right.
And then Flanagan, who's made a study. Read the whole thing.
Right.
And what I want to do is that if you're not going till March, maybe we can find a way to expedite it so you could even take a trip even now, couldn't you?
Oh, I could travel out there, certainly.
Well, what I have in mind, I've talked to and everybody here thinks it's a great idea. I'm just talking to Henry about it. What I really have in mind is for you basically to be sort of the, without downgrading the other ambassadors, the ambassador in charge of that sort of area, you know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
Particularly with the, so you could go down to those sheikdoms and these other places and pull this thing together and then give us the recommendation, you know, and it in charge of the area, not only in terms of oil and so forth, but in terms of the stability of the governments, what we can do, frankly, covertly and the rest and so forth and so on. You see what I mean?
I got it.
So I think a trip of that sort would be very worthwhile. Let me suggest this. You come in to, you have a talk with John Ehrlichman at the earliest possible time.
Right.
Have a talk with, and with Connolly, the Connolly thing's a little sensitive because he represents some clients, but he'll, but on the other hand, you should talk with him.
Right.
Then, sometime next week, perhaps Wednesday or Thursday or so, maybe toward the end of the week, because I'm going to be tired the first of the week, we'll try to go over the thing.
All right, sir.
But my view is that you probably ought to take a trip fairly soon. In other words, you know the Shah well, right?
Yes, sir.
And you could do it. I don't think there's any problem with Farland, but you better think about that and talk to, if you think it's too sensitive to go out there and hurt anything like that, but you're still the director of the CIA, right?
Yes, sir.
Well, that's...
Well, why don't I talk to these gentlemen and see what the score is here?
Right.
Maybe I can come up with a recommendation then.
All right, fine. You talk and we'll work something out. Because I don't want, I'd like to get it, since you're going to be in charging, I'd like to get you in the deal now before it, frankly, before it blows.
Right, sir.
Yeah, then when it blows, we can blame you. Okay,
great.
You've been through that before, haven't you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. President.